Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is Thanksgiving weekend. We have Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. Tank is assisting him accordingly, keeping his bottle of booze full or glass mixed drink, in check. And I don't know. He hadn't puked yet, has he, Single Scott?
I don't know. It smells like
you know, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell if what's going on in that regard. I'm trying to keep my distance, but Single Scott from singlescott.com is helping out Tank, and it's kind of like a double team.
It's hard to keep his glass full all the time. You know, he drinks pretty fast.
He drinks a little fast. Are you hanging in there, buddy? Are you okay?
Hey, you guys, I like you guys.
Uh-oh. Dislike. You don't love him.
Number one, I wouldn't go in the men's room.
Okay.
Anytime soon.
You wouldn't, yeah.
Number two, mm-hmm. Where can I get a mop?
Don't worry about that. We're leaving the premises
it's
after today's broadcast.
It's the weekend, so I...
We've been evicted, so we're moving studios.
Oh, thank
Santa,
God.
But you left
thank
the gift
God.
For the new tenants in the bathroom there? Is that what you did?
Well, let me just say, the plumbing in this facility's...
Not
leave
up to
something
snuff.
To be desired.
Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is a guy that we've literally walked over to enter our broadcast facility. 51 weeks out of the year, we do this.
I'm only at your finer retail establishments.
Well, okay. We have a little shopping pavilion here down. We're on the second floor of a shopping facility here in Orlando, Florida. And anyway, this is the one time of year where we welcome him into the studio and put him to work. You know, our way to give back. And you know, basically, you know, we can't afford to pay anybody, but, you know.
I think you figure if you're nice to him, Santa will give you something good for Christmas.
Well, we are. We put him in a Santa suit and we give him booze. That's all it took. James?
Greg. Santa left you a present. In the potted plant in the lobby.
Oh, great. I knew that. Well, once again, we're
leaving
anyway.
Is that what that was?
This is our last broadcast from this studio.
I thought that was a really fancy toilet.
Oh, boy. Yeah, all right. So much
for
the plumbing. That explains that whole thing. All right, so anyway.
Oh, my God.
What are you thankful for? As a diver, whether it's a, maybe it's a dive, maybe it's, an encounter you've had with a critter. We were taking your stories. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa will listen to them and award you accordingly if he thinks, your story is up to snuff.
Greg, you know what I'm most thankful for?
Yeah.
This 2008 is the fact that Jessica Alba got back down into shape after squatting out a couple of kids.
Boy. All right, well, thanks for that, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Have you seen her? She looks great.
Oh, I don't doubt it. 888-88-SCUBA is the number to call, so you can share a dive-related thing you're thankful for, and if Scuba Radio Drunken Santa likes your story, who knows, we'll hook you up with a nice prize. We have some treasure from the wreck of the Atocha that I may award to someone on this hour, as well as a Patty open water dive class value up to $300. All you have to do is dial up 888-88-SCUBA and share your story accordingly. Now, on the line is our friend who used to work with us right here in this facility, right here in the same chair as you there, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. She's at Dan now. It's Abby. She is on the line. How you doing, Abby?
Good afternoon, Greg, is that Drunken Santa that I hear in the background?
That is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, the one time out of the year where we allow him into the studio, and yeah.
Dan?
Well, I mean, I had an encounter with Drunken Santa last year, if you remember, when we were in the studio.
You played his elf or
Greg,
something. Yes.
Hey, Dan, you sound like a chick, Dan.
No, it's Abby from Divers Alert Network. She works at Dan now in North Carolina. She used to work with us, but...
Is a girl named Danielle?
No, it's her name is Abby.
Oh, Abby, hi.
She was your little helper. Yeah, she was your little helper last year.
Who's Dan?
Yes.
And she promptly left the area after that experience.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drunken Santa might have been one of the many reasons that I left Florida and moved up to North Carolina. But
baby, come back. Any kind of fool could see I was drunk and there was something about you.
Wow.
Abby, come back.
Okay, Abby, that's enough. I mean, Santa. See, I'm confused.
Abby, come back.
Abby,
so great,
you never thought you were going to be serenaded today, I know. But yeah, you might be what?
Well, I might be coming down to your new studio. I know you guys are moving. This is your last day. So if I'm down for Christmas, do you think that there's a chance that Drunken Santa will be able to serenade me in person?
Honey, I'm still picking the mistletoe out of my belt buckle from last year.
What is that all about?
The last time that basically...
Santa.
Yeah, Santa was... And actually, no, the last time Abby was here, Santa kind of serenaded all over her. It was pretty bad.
Uh-huh. I don't know what to think of that.
I'm going to avoid that.
Abby, be honest. You miss me.
I do kind of miss Drunken Santa just a little bit. I mean, you know, spice things up.
Are you a masochist or what? That's what it sounded like to me. But I don't know. I got to tell you, Abby, in all honesty and in all seriousness, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa may not be making the move with us to our new facility because, well, first of all, that's not a very festive thing.
A stands for awesome. B stands for beautiful. B, another B is for booty. Y is for why not.
Here's some more ice, Santa.
Put them all together, they spell Abby.
Well, at least he can spell, even all boozed up. That's impressive.
Well, that is definitely the first time any man, drunk or not, has ever written a song for me, so I appreciate that.
We miss you, Abby. Come down here, and we'll do Christmas.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm sure it'll have something to do with sitting on his lap, and there'll be all kinds of references
Greg,
to the North Pole.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, it is.
Abby is on the phone.
Okay, she is. Well, but she works at Dan now, so I don't. We'll see. We'll see what we can work out here, Abby. But
Dan, leave Dan there. You just come by yourself.
I know you're thankful for a lot of things, though, Abby, including your new position at Divers Alert Network, right?
Yes, I am definitely thankful for that.
And I think it would be only appropriate, since we have you on the air, to talk about one of the best things a diver can give the person on their holiday shopping list. And especially if they're a diver, what about a Dan membership?
Exactly. I mean, the ultimate gift, the gift of safety. And you can do that by purchasing a Dan membership for a loved one or a friend, a fellow diver. And it's easy. You can just go to the Dan website, which is diversalertnetwork.org. Go to the membership section, and there's an area where you can actually click on gifts and send somebody, you know, a Dan membership for the holidays, and they'll actually get a little, you can print up a gift certificate and notify your friends and family that you care about their safety with the membership. So it's a great way to go for the holidays.
Or scotch is good, too.
And, well, that's an option for after you're diving, I suppose.
Well, yeah, but just not, you don't mix the two, for sure.
Yeah, but, no, that is not the message I am sending.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, no, a Dan membership, great gift idea for the diver on your list. It's the gift that keeps on giving throughout the year. And like you said, give the gift of dive safety. I like it.
Yeah.
I feel woozy.
Some people get socks and shirts for Christmas, but with a Dan membership, like you said, it's the gift that keeps giving all year long. So, you know, can't go wrong with that.
All right. Well, indeed, that is so true. Now, Abby, we'll see what we can work out as far as you coming to town. We'll always love to see you, for sure. As far as you know, bringing you together with Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa, I just don't know.
Hey,
that could be.
Hey, Abby.
That could be a bad thing.
I got the boots with the fur, with the fur. That's my Santa suit.
Yeah.
It's, you know that song, Boots with the Fur?
Yeah, the only encounter might be behind a set of bars. So.
Right. Good
bars,
point.
Bars. Hey, I do still have handcuffs.
Let's keep safety in check. You'll definitely want to maintain a barrier.
Kinky.
You know what I'm saying
there,
Abby?
Being a safety restraining order might be the way to go with Drunken Santa.
Exactly. It's been a year since you've seen him. Trust me.
Come on, Abby.
He hasn't gotten any better since last year. Okay, Abby?
Yes, and last year was interesting. So
see, she loves it. She wants me.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
She wants me.
888-88-SCUBA. Share your dive-related story you're thankful for. Oh, hey, Pete's on the line from Scuba Board, NetDoc. You may know him that fine organization. Now, what you've never met Pete, I don't think. Have you, Scuba Board?
I want to talk to Abby. Put Abby back on.
No, she's gone. She's put in enough time
she'll
for one day.
She'll come crawling back.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, Pete, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. A little on the cold side today.
A little on the what side?
Cold side.
Cold. It was a little chilly out there. You were diving earlier this morning, weren't you?
I was chattering this morning in the water. I'm not sure I would call that diving.
Okay, well, explain. You guys were out at Venice Beach doing some kind of Thanksgiving weekend adventure, weren't you?
We had our sixth annual after Thanksgiving fry and dive.
Fry and dive.
It's a Saturday after Thanksgiving. Next year we'll be having our seventh annual fry and dive.
All right, so,
oh my God, he can count.
Jeez. You got to excuse him, Pete. He's, you know. It's, you know, a little bit late in the show. It's Scuba Radio Drunken Santa's getting his freak on, if you know what I'm saying.
He's feeling in the spirits.
Yes, indeed he is. So the fry and dive, what do you guys go out to the beach and get sunburnt to a crisp and then go diving? What exactly is going on?
We actually had the good folks at Scuba Quest come out and put up a big old tent where we fried some turkeys. And we had a big old Thanksgiving dinner put out, and the rest, while they were doing all that, get things ready, we went out diving looking for shark's teeth off of Venice.
Oh, okay, Venice Beach, Florida, where they got the Megalodon shark teeth, if you're lucky. Did you find any today?
I found 72 shark's teeth and one horse tooth.
72 shark teeth.
It might actually be a reindeer tooth, but I'm not sure.
Hey, Pete, it's Santa.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's great that you found a horse tooth. But do you ever think you'll find your dignity?
I'll never find that. Not with you around.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's going on with him, Pete. I'm thinking we need to cut him off, but it's getting more entertaining as the hour progresses. So, he hadn't...
Bartender! Another waitress!
All right, scubaboard.com.
Thank you, Scotty.
Check out the fry and dive. Maybe you can get in on that for next year. 888-88-SCUBA. What are you thankful for? We want to hear it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. What truly lurks beneath the sea? What mystery awaits?
We belong to the sea, to the lands you and me. Living in the ocean so blue. We belong to the sea, of the wild and free. A minute everlasting with you.
What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving weekend? That's what we're asking. 888-88-SCUBA is the number. Single Scott from singlescott.com is in the studio with us. Scott, care to chime in? What are you most thankful for, Scott?
Well, I was thinking about that, and I think 200-foot viz, any dive, any place, anywhere.
All right. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, how do you feel about that?
What's viz?
Visibility.
Oh,
that's how far you can see.
Sometimes you can't see that far.
Yeah.
Especially when you're looking through ice.
Well, he's talking about underwater too. He's not talking about.
I can't see anything underwater when I'm underwater.
Hey, okay, whatever.
How do you see?
Yes, 888-88 Scuba. Jim's dialed that number. Jim, welcome. How you doing?
Hey. Oh, I'm thankful for over 10 years of knowing Scuba Radio.
Well, there you go. Hey, I think that's worth it.
Way to suck up.
And way to brown nose.
Yeah, right. And one of my most memorable dives was dive number 100 off the Necton with Greg aboard. It was a night dive, and he came up with the first photograph of a lobster.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I remember that. I was on board, too. I was not on that dive, was I?
No, you were busy consuming beverages.
Yeah, I was doing what you were doing. Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa.
That sounds like my kind of party.
You know, when I get on the liveaboard trip, so yeah, I have a tendency to limit my night diving because after dinner, you know, I'll start pouring cocktails. Once you have a drop of alcohol, your diving is done. So I don't have. I have a tendency to bypass a lot of the night dives.
So then I'm done for the day.
You are done. And there's no diving for you.
I couldn't.
You may have to dry out for like a good week.
I
or
probably
two.
Shouldn't even take a shower at this point.
I think that's
jacuzzis
been the case.
Are out. I think water is not in your future.
I won't get wet.
Okay. Well,
you are wet.
But that has nothing to do with a shower, unfortunately. Oh, boy.
So I sat in something.
Yeah, you ought to clean yourself up, really. I mean, seriously, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. I mean, we have good fun. You don't mix diving and drinking.
No, I wouldn't do that. But I can barely walk straight.
But would you ever consider getting certified to scuba dive and like... you know, get sober enough for an extended period where you could participate in the underwater environment and share some of the joy. Much fun we're having here.
You do make it sound like it could be fun.
It is fun. There's no, it's no could about it. It is.
Diving
is a blast.
I have to learn how to swim first.
Yeah, it would help. It wouldn't hurt to know how to swim. But
I don't think I've been swimming in a long time.
Well, you got to get off the booze, my friend.
All right. Do I have to go on a boat or something?
Well, sometimes you could actually do a beach dive or something like that, too.
Are we giving away a rehab visit?
Are we giving away a trip to Betty Ford? I don't know. I don't know if we have the budget for such a thing. We could just cut him off. Make sure no one gives him any booze for a week or two.
Who's going to teach me?
Who's going to teach you to what? To dive?
To drink? You already know how to drink.
To be a scuba diver.
Well, we could, I mean, I'm a dive instructor. What about, you know,
no
Nikki
way.
Is a dive instructor. She needs new students.
That's
Scuba
yeah.
Radio Mermaid, Nikki?
Nikki, yeah.
You saw her last week. I don't think she will teach you.
Why not?
Because she met you. I think that's the problem.
I think we had good chemistry. Hey, yeah. I can't sit around and wait for Abby to come back. So, if you're listening, Abby, you know... I might go with Nikki.
Okay. Well, she's not a dive instructor anyway, so. But I don't know. We'd have to talk to Nikki about that.
I don't
want to
make Abby jealous.
Well,
I can hear it in her voice.
Yeah.
She was pining for me.
Is that what she was doing? I didn't know that she did that, but whatever.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just... Oh, no. Yeah. I was just dreaming of we had a beautiful night that time.
You were just dreaming right then, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. It sounds.
I was overcome by the Christmas spirit.
I don't know what's going on with him. What is he drinking? What kind of eggnog is that?
He has three different bottles in front of him, and I'm not sure which one he drinks the most out of.
Oh, my God.
I don't discriminate.
Okay. I'm not sure. Discriminate on... types of booze.
I just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Turn the music down.
No. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. In the studio, Bill, the engineer, Single Scott from singlescott.com, Jimmy, the helper boy, and, of course, we have Scuba Radio Drunken Santa in here. It's been quite a show so far. I think he's, I don't know, Scott, what do you think? Is he close to passing out?
Well, he was kind of nodding off during the break there.
Yeah.
It's almost time.
I think he's starting to fade. He's starting to fade just a little bit, but if you want to get in on our little contest we're having, we want you to dial in at 888-88-SCUBA right now. Tell us about what you're thankful for. Maybe it was the last dive you had. We've had people talking about anything from diving with turtles, a bikini day in dive class,
the dead Japanese guy.
He was on a wreck, in Palau, I believe.
A night dive, that was dive 100.
Yep, night dive.
With you?
Yeah, with me. Well, I wasn't diving with him, but I was on the
boat. You're having adult beverages?
Yes, yeah.
I love adult beverages.
Yeah, I can tell. And so if you have something you're thankful for, feel free to share. And we have some nice little prizes to give away. If Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, if you can keep them awake for the next 30 minutes, that might be all. Bar has lowered.
I wish for all you divers out there, the year 2009, I wish you all visibility clear as gin.
Okay, I had to make some alcoholic reference there, for
exactly.
Sure. But it's the
but
thought
I'll take
that counts.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't we all want that, for sure? Yeah, so, what are you thankful for? That's what we want to hear, 888-88-SCUBA. You know, I got a few little things I want to throw out there. I already mentioned Australia, my adventure in Australia.
Again?
I was very thankful for that. But, right before that, we were in Las Vegas.
He's lying.
We were talking about it quite a bit last week, and I got a new little device from some listeners that gave me one of these things. I'll tell you about it next.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
There you go. Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa. Maybe you should be a scuba-holic, and we can turn your life around once and for all. You know?
Are you saying I have a problem?
Yeah, actually.
All right.
Okay, speaking of that, here, you know, let's say there's no hope, which I pretty think that, pretty much think there is no hope for you. You have a bottle of beer or a can of beer. I got this this koozie from some listeners in Las Vegas at the DEMA show. I don't remember where they're what part of the country they're from, but they had a koozie device. You see this here in Drunken Santa? Pretty cool, huh?
Sure.
See this this elastic band.
You can't
band.
See across the table. What are you talking about?
I just hope he keeps his pants on.
Yeah, have you ever heard of a tank banger?
I beg your pardon?
A tank banger. You know, it's a rubber band with a you know, like a marble.
I've heard of a tan banker.
No, a tank banger. Is a it's like a rubber band you put around your tank, and it has a like a marble attached to it. And when you're underwater, you can reach behind your back.
Somebody
grab
said tank
that,
banger,
tank banger, and you reach behind your back, grab that ball, and pull it and hit your tank, and it it makes a clicking noise against the tank to get people's attention.
Grab that ball.
Grab the ball on the tank banger and pull it and stretch it.
Oh, my God. You know what? Your show is filthy.
Oh, boy.
You are dirty.
It's a tank banger. Anybody who dives knows
it's
what it
is. A beer banger.
Is familiar with a tank banger, especially dive instructors use these to get the attention of their dive students a lot of times when you're training. They use a tank banger. Well, these guys have created a koozie that basically has a tank banger type device, a mini tank banger connection to the koozie. So when your beverage of choice is empty, you can start banging it with your tank banger or your koozie banger and alert those nearby that, hey, you need a refill or, you know, or you can just annoy
that is genius.
Your drinking buddies by playing with your tank banger.
That is genius.
It's scubatankbangers.com. It's cute. It's a novelty type item. But you can check them out, scubatankbangers.com.
Oh, my God, I need that.
Yeah, here, take this, and that'll keep your beverage
God,
cold.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
It's awesome.
My contribution to your future as a drunk, evidently.
Ah, man.
In this
you
case.
You know, just everyone has to have a hobby.
Is that what yours
you
is?
You guys dive.
I don't think it's a hobby what
I
you got
have
there,
cocktails.
Buddy. Yeah, that's not really a hobby. I think you've... it looks like you've like studied or created it into a career.
I'm on the
it's
radio. I'm on the radio, just like you are.
Oh boy! Good
are
point.
There really any cocktails you can drink directly out of a bottle? I'm curious if that really
every
qualifies as a cocktail.
Well, he has a bottle of Coke there, and he's filled it. You know, he emptied half of it out,
and when it's
and then he
done,
poured something in there.
It doubles as a receptacle.
Yeah. You're not drinking that too, are you?
No.
Is that what that third bottle is?
No.
Oh my God.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. cavern, blue hole, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat. I show you the coral reef. And we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified. So we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get you resort certified. Couple of hours.
I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, I know we have a lot of people that actually tune into the show every week that don't necessarily dive. They have a passing interest in the underwater world, hear about our adventure with diving with sea snakes, diving with great white sharks, or just, you know, experiencing turtles, rays, whatever else type of underwater critters there may be.
Mermaids.
Mermaids. We may have a mermaid or two. 888-88-SCUBA. I'm actually going to open up the lines right now for a very special gift-giving, Thanksgiving giveaway, and give away a Patty Open Water class. So this is for somebody who does not dive yet, or maybe you know somebody that you would like to get certified. I have a certificate from the Professional Association of Dive Instructors that you can take into your local dive center and get somebody certified to scuba dive, to be your dive buddy. It could be for you or for someone in listening who doesn't dive, who has an interest in diving. Good time of year to do it. Give the gift of scuba. You know, it's the perfect gift.
$300.
It's $300 value that we have up for grabs. 888-88-SCUBA. Dial in right now and we'll hook you up accordingly. Now, also, you know, once again, I want to remind you that giving the gift of scuba is a perfect gift. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be $300. Maybe it's a $100 gift certificate at your local dive center that they can take in there and use to purchase their books or a portion of their dive education when it comes to becoming a certified scuba diver. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity to get someone a gift for the holiday season that's truly special. I mean, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, you can appreciate that, right?
What? Were you talking?
What I'm saying is that if you gave the gift of scuba, it always fits. They won't take it back because it doesn't
fit.
That's
what I always tell the girls. It always fits.
Okay. But it also is the gift that keeps on giving, because once you bring somebody into our little club of scuba divers, I mean, literally, you have a year after year of new adventures that await you. You can really, it could change their life.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a diver yet, but you can see how much fun we have.
Everybody won't shut up about how awesome it is.
Yes, well, it's a good time.
Diving is great. Dive this and scuba that.
Yeah, it's
blah,
pretty cool.
Blah, blah, blah.
It'll make you a better snorkeler, even if you go and get scuba lessons. This is something that a lot of people don't realize, and Scott backed me up on this. But if you become a certified scuba diver or go through the class, you will become a better snorkeler as well, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you learn things about the underwater world, for instance, not to fear sharks and things like that. You know, real common type of, you know, real common kind of things.
Yeah, would it make you a chick magnet?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, single Scott can
speak. You need to lead with your strongest selling point. Clearly, you've never been in sales.
Okay.
If you say you get the chicks, then that's all you need to say.
To be fair, though.
Yes, Bill.
Blah, blah. To be fair, Drunken Santa, a woman stick to you already. You're pretty sticky.
See, yeah. That's because...
They don't want to. They just do.
They remember me. I am an icon.
Okay.
Eyesore icon.
Icon.
Kevin's almost dialed up. 888-88-SCUBA. Welcome to Scuba Radio. Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I can smell you guys from up here.
Don't lump us all into that same category. That's just Santa, Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa.
I'm telling you, there's a little bit on me now. I'm really starting to smell kind of Santa-ish.
Well,
really.
If you quit sitting on my lap.
Kevin, it's 80 degrees down here.
Yeah, Kevin's in Michigan, it says here. So a little chilly up there, I'm taking it, huh?
No, it's 80 and balmy, too.
Oh, okay, sure.
It's a bunch of...
Liar!
Liar!
All right, so fair enough. Are you thankful for something this weekend, Kevin, or what?
Am I tanked already? I mean, yes, I have been. I've been thankful for a lot of things.
Well, what was one of your most, memorable dives from the past year? I mean, you were on one of our trips, right?
I was on a couple of your excursions. Oh, trips, excursions. They get them confused.
Yeah, exactly. They're kind of one and the same when it comes to a scuba radio adventure, for sure. But was there one dive that kind of stood out in your mind over the past year that you thought, hey, that was one of the coolest things I did underwater?
I would have to say the Australian trip I didn't take. No, the Turks and Caicos.
Have you been drinking?
It sounds like it.
Well, I just hang around Santa.
He's just a whiff of the fumes.
Kevin, it's a contact high. That's
Kevin
what it is.
Is a very naughty boy.
Okay, if you say so. All right, so, but where was it? What were you saying?
I would have to say the Turks and Caicos. There was a number of them that were really great, you know, with the sharks and all, but that one drop-off where we had that school of eagle rays and a couple of mermaids, it was really a good dive.
Yeah, when you mix a couple Scuba Radio mermaids in with a dive that includes spotted eagle rays, that does make for quite a memorable experience. Matter of fact, if I remember correctly, we might have had a wardrobe malfunction on that trip. Was that right, Scott?
Yeah, I remember. That was a very memorable moment on my behalf, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if we can go into detail on that. Don't get too excited there. He kind of woke up there. Did you notice
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he kind of perked up a
Drunk
little bit there.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What? You okay?
Oh, God. I'm just happy to be here.
Are you? Are you feeling the joy? Are you?
I feel something.
Are things getting clearer, is it starting to silt up in your vision now, or what?
Is the way that what?
Okay, we only got 10 minutes
when
left.
When we're
so.
Done with the radio show, it's almost happy hour.
Really?
So I'll go get a bucket.
Yeah, get a bucket for sure.
You've been happy the whole show.
The potted plant's already full, so get an empty one.
I look on the bright side of life.
The glass is half full.
Is he whistling? Is that what that is?
If he can whistle, he can make 10 more minutes.
Wow. Hey, I feel festive.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, thanks. Or I should say, thanks.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
Listen to this. Don't buy me no bow tie like you bought me last year. I don't want no sweet cologne or hairbrush for my hair. Don't go fill my stocking sugar cane and gum. All I want for Christmas is a big bottle of rum.
Everybody.
Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum.
Come on, Santa.
My tree.
Sing it.
Bottle of rum.
Hey, hold on.
Rum pa pom pom.
A bottle of rum.
Me and my rum.
Just a bottle of rum. A bottle of rum. Underneath my Christmas tree.
That's the Barefoot Man, by the way. Barefootman.com in the Cayman Islands. I think you've had a bit too much rum there already.
You guys have been most gracious hosts.
Yeah. I'm a little worried
Thank
about him,
all.
Scott. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
I'm fine.
I think we need to pull in, we need to get a professional in involved in this.
Who could that be?
Mermaid Angela is actually a registered nurse, believe it or not. Angela, how you doing?
Hey, Greg. How's it going?
Good, good. Now, Angela, I needed to consult an expert on this topic, but how do you know somebody is suffering from alcohol poisoning? Because Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, he's been drinking all afternoon. He's not diving, obviously, but he's looking a little flush.
What are the symptoms?
That's good. Keep him out of the water.
Yeah, he won't go in the water. We'll do that much for him.
I'm dehydrated.
Yeah. But how do you know? I mean, is the tipping point that point where he has to be wheelchaired up to his room or something, or what?
Oh, flashbacks. Yes.
Jake. Okay.
If you ever need to be taken to your room in a wheelchair, that might be a little alcoholism going
okay.
on.
Hey. That's a sign
maybe
that you've gone too far there, Sam.
Maybe Angela can help me go to my room later.
No, no, we can't do that. I would never do that to Angela. Angela, how you doing, by the way?
Good. I'm up here with my family in Wisconsin playing in the snow, you know.
Snow?
We're not diving. Yeah, it's snowing, you know.
So basically, you're thankful that you live in Florida, is what you're finding out this weekend, right?
I'm very thankful, yes.
Are you making snow angelas?
I am.
That was... it's amazing. You can be so witty and boozed up at the same time. That's an impressive skill.
I'm a professional.
Yes. All right.
Everybody loves that.
Well, Angela, have a great holiday weekend. We'll
Take
see you back in the studio. What'd you say?
Thank you, guys.
Oh, boy. And Mermaid Angela just checking in. And give a little professional consultation to our issue that we have here with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. I think, did he just fall over?
He did.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's clean. Well, we don't have to clean up the studio. We're moving
well,
to
let's
a new
lock
facility
the door.
Next
let's
year.
Just lock the door and go.
Remember, it's always better.
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.